We're Minnelli back with Popota's Notebook on To the Point. Democrats are demanding the ouster of Karl Rove for allegedly leaking the identity of Valerie Plame to discredit her husband, former Ambassador Joseph Wilson. Republicans say the Democrats are engaged in dirty politics. Well, who is Valerie Plame, and what was her role in the CIA? Larry Johnson was a counterterrorism official in the State Department from 1989 to 93, and he worked with Valerie Plame when he was an analyst for the CIA. Larry Johnson, thanks very much for joining us.
Afternoon.
Earlier this year, Victoria Tenzing, one of the Republicans and a person who was involved in writing the law that might or might not have been violated here, says that Valerie Plame gave up her role as a covert agent 9 years before Karl Rove ever talked to anybody in 1993. What do you say?
That's just a lie. She doesn't know what she's talking about. Valerie Plame was still undercover on the day that her name appeared in the Robert Novak column.
And that was in 2003.
July 2003. She went undercover the very day we walked in the CIA together back in September of 1985. She chose, though, there are two types of cover. There's official and non-official. Official cover basically means, you know, when you go overseas, you carry a black passport, which is an official U.S. government passport. If you're picked up in the process of doing espionage, that passport is your get-out-of-jail card free. But Valerie chose to become what's called a non-official cover officer. That means she was traveling overseas. It can mean you travel overseas without an official U.S. passport or maybe no U.S. passport whatsoever. And if you're picked up in the process of conducting espionage, you can be executed. So she was in the most sensitive of positions, and she continued to be undercover. And Victoria Tenzing does not know what she's talking about. And that kind of ignorance and misinformation is just, that itself, in my view, is criminal.
All right. Victoria Tenzing not here to defend herself, but she and other Republicans are as well, are saying that at the time that Karl Rove talked to the reporters, the CIA had given Plame a desk job and that she publicly was going back and forth from that, and that anybody who wanted to know that could find it out.
No, ridiculous, because I was undercover the full 4 years I was out there, and I had a desk job. I just said goodbye yesterday to a friend of mine who's been at his desk job for the last 3 years. Before that, he was in Afghanistan right after 9/11, chasing down the Taliban. He's undercover. So that is, I mean, again, the level of ignorance of these people and the misinformation they're putting out is inexcusable. And it's all part of this continuing smear against Valerie Plame, who was, until Novak outed her, not just undercover, but she was a non-official cover officer. And not only did they out her, they compromised a company that provided the front for her non-official cover activities, which then leads you into a position to compromise other intelligence assets.
I want you to explain that in a moment, but just let me remind our listeners that what is alleged here is that in the Novak column, revealing that she was with the CIA, the contention was that it had been she who got her husband, the former ambassador, Joseph Wilson, to go to Africa, where he then said to the New York Times that he had not found evidence that Iraq was trying to gain the nuclear materials. So the Democrats, you use the word smear, the Democrats are saying that, this was an effort to smear Joseph Wilson and discredit his statement, which was designed to raise questions about the justification for the war in Iraq. Back to Larry Johnson, formerly with the CIA. What's the company that was revealed, and how do you explain your statement that other people could have been endangered because of these revelations?
Because Valerie and her non-official cover to travel overseas as someone doing consulting for that particular company. That would put her in a position to meet with foreign officials, people involved with the energy industry, involved with the chemical industry. It would put her in a position to do spotting and assessment for potential spies. And once you expose her and you expose that company, then everybody that had any dealings with her that was a foreigner is now under the cloud of suspicion of having been a CIA asset.
So.
And look, the other point to make here, that is, again, the other lie being put out by the Republicans is that Valerie hired her husband to do it. She didn't, because she was not in a position to do so. She was a mid-level person. She was not an office director. She didn't control budget. She didn't control personnel. She was a GS-13, and she was not in a position to make that decision, nor did she. Her boss made that decision.
What party are you registered in?
I'm a registered Republican, and it just sickens me that Republicans, when they when Bill Clinton lied, it was terrible. When George Bush and his White House are lying, they find ways to excuse it. I find lying by any party inexcusable. I think whoever's in the White House has an obligation to tell the American people the truth and to protect national security assets. For the life of me, I do not understand how Republicans can excuse outing a clandestine officer and to dance on the various pinheads that they've been trying to tap dance on. Is just, it defies my imagination.
Again, Larry Johnson is formerly with the CIA and a registered Republican. Explain again or elaborate a bit, if you will, on how you think that national security was endangered by the revelation of Valerie Plame's association with the CIA.
First and foremost, this marks the first time in the history of the United States since the CIA was established that you had a political operative in a White House deliberately out an intelligence officer, identify the intelligence officer by name as part of an effort to discredit, in this case, her husband.
Well, excuse me. There is no evidence, as I understand it yet, that's been made public that Karl Rove, in fact, used the name of Valerie.
It doesn't matter whether you use the name. It really doesn't matter whether you use the name, because what we know from Robert Novak's column, who did use the name, was there at least two senior administration sources passing this information on. Karl Rove is not the only person doing this. Mm-hmm. This was a coordinated effort within the White House. And I think when Patrick Fitzgerald's investigation comes out, that's exactly what it will show.
Well, go ahead with your further point about national security.
It first sends this chilling message to all other case officers I know, because I've spoken with several who are still on the inside. You know, they're very worried that if they are perceived as somehow opposing an administration policy. And sometimes when you're both an operator and an analyst, you have to take the administration bad news that they don't want to hear, that they recognize they could be outed. Sources that they've worked with that have been very sensitive and need to be protected could be compromised. And so it's first and foremost on that level. On a more practical level, every person that worked with Valerie overseas in connection with that undercover company has been compromised. And the fact of the matter is that the CIA conducted a damage assessment report, and I guarantee you that that report, which is with the House Intelligence Committee and the Senate Intelligence Committee, if it had shown that there was no damage done, it would have been leaked by now to say, see, nothing happened. No harm, no foul.
Do you know of any specific damage that has been done?
I do not know of any specific damage, no. All I know is, knowing what I know about how these companies work and how intelligence officers, case officers do their work overseas, it's impossible to believe that there's any scenario under which there was no damage.
Well, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Warren.
Larry Johnson, once again, a State Department counterterrorism official from 1989 to 93, CIA senior regional analyst for Central America, worked with Valerie Plame, is a registered Republican. Today's program produced by Katie Cooper with Karen Razziner and Jonah King, technical director Mike Newport. You can listen online anytime at moretothepoint.com. I'm Warren Alney. Join us again for To the Point, produced live as a co-production of KCRW Santa Monica and Public Radio International.